This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York City has gotten attention for its new city-funded preschools that just opened this month. But around the country, the typical pattern is private preschool run by people working out of their homes. These tend to hit the news when something awful happens. But reporter Deepa Fernandez has a story now about daycare workers who are also supplying much-needed social capital.
Vanessa Easley's day starts early, around 5:30 in her Long Beach, California home.
Here we go. Oh, that might be a parent. Hold on.
Vanessa and her husband Earl together run a home childcare called Little Tykes, serving up to 24 kids a day. Vanessa has been at this for 19 years, and she's proud of her blended curriculum that incorporates all the things little ones need, like vocal work.
Ready?
The art of jumping jacks and some pre-business negotiating skills.
We don't have pears.
We have pears today.
Okay, I want pears.
Home childcare providers like Easley tend to do it all these days as their families rely on them for more than just childcare. Single mum, Kinta Cox, has sent her daughters to Easley since they were toddlers.
She's taking my kids to the doctor during emergencies. She is there for me when I can't make it to go speak to the teacher because maybe there's a problem.
A little text might help you. Hi, Perla.
And then there are the almost daily add-ons that the husband-wife team do for no extra charge.
So she has no way to get the kids home, so she's asking if we can bring them.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Easley and her husband are not making much money.
We're probably pulling in like maybe $30,000-$40,000 for both of us.
A 2012 Health and Human Services study found that the average home childcare provider nationwide worked 54 hours a week and earned just $22,000. William Yu of UCLA's Anderson Forecast studies the economy of early childhood education. He says the entry qualifications for childcare workers are similar to prison guards.
But if you look at the prison guards, they are making $72,000. It doesn't make sense.
Sophia's here and she ate dinner.
14 hours later, at 7:30, there's still a couple kids waiting to be picked up. In Los Angeles, I'm Deepa Fernandez for Marketplace.